time before I will come back to him to ask him about Jesus, and they both got saved. But the point is that this church apostolically going to start, we got 37,000 people going to go up to 300,000. I think the missionaries sent 27 in today. There'll be many more. They're going to be there the rest of this week. Look at the dates, Thursday on the 24th. And you got that part of it, Thursday on the 24th? The day of the 24th, right? All right, so they've been there all the week. I think it's 1 or 2 weeks they'll be there. Like I said, we sent them, we sponsored the trip this time. But I'm talking about the witnessing app as well as this type of praying we're going to do tonight, the supernatural points we got, we're going to work with them. But also, there's a prayer commitment on the right-hand side that you have there. One scripture we can use in this prayer is Acts chapter 6. It's very important. Reading, I'm sitting down, y'all always sitting down, I'm always standing. Acts 6:4. But we give ourselves to prayer, ourselves continue to prayer and the ministry of the word. So that's what they're doing. They're ministering the word, and I'm locking in with that missionary team that we can put some power within the spirit realm for them while they're out there. People getting saved, they're feeding people, they're training pastors. You see his commitment on the side. And those are the places that we need to go now to venture further into the supernatural, reach out and touch more people alive. Now, I don't know how many. Sometimes it's hundreds and 200s that get saved when they're out there. So you see where they're at. One sheet should tell you where they are. Nairobi, Kenya. You see that? That's on your sheet? Yes, sir. All right. You see some of the things they got lined up about prayer commitment. I want you to read it. Say praying in according with Isaiah 58. On that first sheet, pray daily for the entire mission, protection of team members and families. But I want you to go through it, look at it. You can start Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The whole sheet there, that second sheet with the dates on it. Just pray along that line. If God give you a scripture, just go ahead and use that scripture. But pray about that missionary journey. That's what we mainly going to pray about tonight. And that it'll be a supernatural trip, all right? So you notice it says on Thursday, safe travel, God's favor. You know scriptures that fit that. Wisdom in setup and execution of ministry, very important. Anointing in all locations, I like that. You see that? God interpret, good interpretation. Some people have to interpret for them. I remember I had a person interpreting wrong for me. I got rid of him. I felt it in my spirit. He wasn't saying what I was saying. What was it, in Brazil? In Brazil, yeah. Soul save and leaders encourage. See, that's a powerful prayer list there. You see it? Prayer commitment. Now, y'all know a lot of scriptures you can put to that. Get your Bible or whatever you're using, put a scripture to it and pray for it. Pray in the spirit. You see that second set, it said powerful impact on all outreach efforts, anointing and wisdom in every corner with Kenyans, soul saved, bodies healed. Family left behind, meaning that pray for those who are out there and left their family behind, and team unity. And you can go on and see it. This is a virgin territory for us. That's why I'm trying to explain it some tonight. But this is what we're praying. We're praying for a team that we sent out in Kenya to get people saved and get them born again. Also, pray about the prayer app because it's apostolic. I think I don't know of no other one. Never seen none before. A lot of time, apostolic, the Lord take us in spiritual virgin territory to bring the church back into its proper space, just not thinking about personal endeavor, but what God wants. And when you do that, things will start coming, they'll start manifesting. Because if you say you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, he said all these things will be added to you. That's one scripture in Matthew 6:33. And then the other scripture in Hebrews 11:6, it says without faith it's impossible to please God. He had come to God, but believe that he is. Then it says this, he's a rewarder. Then it says this, of them that diligently seek him. So God is well pleased with missionaries, missionaries out on the journey, and you getting involved in it. So, again, I want you to, I know we need to pray, but I need you to get know the importance and the significance of all the things you do, prayer, praise, worship, meditation. Winning soul is so precious in the eyesight of God. That's a place where you have to deny yourself. People sometimes say, I don't want to hear that. Very seldom I ran up on that. But sometimes you got people that don't receive like they should, but that doesn't matter. Look how many people are getting saved. It's very important. It's very important. See, once we start taking care of that, this prayer life and praying and interested in getting people saved, it's very important to God. I'm repeating myself, but he wants me to repeat myself. So, Father, we just praise you and honor you right now as we enter into a new area of prayer for this ministry. And we got people over in Kenya now. I don't know what they're doing right now, Lord, but I know they're witnessing, they're teaching, they're ministering to leaders and they're ministering to people who are lost. We just lift up Bishop Daniel and his team that is out there on the field, and that these things that they put on the side for us to pray, we're going to pray tonight in the spirit, and we're going to lift up that team, and they're going to get greater results because we are praying. We thank you right now in Jesus' name. Y'all begin to pray about it. Underline on the 24th, underline travel, underline favor, underline wisdom, underline anointing. Pray along that line. Travel, favor, wisdom, anointing. And then the word at the bottom that on that, what a prayer commitment is encourage. See, you can pray and you can do all of them like that. You can go down the line. I just want to show you how to do it. See, you're praying about your traveling, you pray in tongue, you're praying about favor, you pray in tongue, you pray about wisdom, pray in tongue, and you pray about anointing, you pray in tongue. You see it? Yes, all right, thank you, Lord. Ha da da ba sa. Do they have the names? All right, look at those names, too, and call those names while you're praying, all right? Get the daily agenda on the 24th. There's an agenda. You can pray over the agenda. The prayer commitment, the daily agenda. You got the people's names. You can pray over them. You see, it's not just coming here just praying. The Lord is stretching us out further. Greater blessings about to flow. And so we're breaking out of the curtain of normality. And trying to get into a flow. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, my goodness. Trying to get into a deeper flow with the Lord. Religion have held us back so much. And so these are, we're not praying by feeling per se. We're praying about facts, spiritual facts. This is spiritual facts that the Lord is leading us into. It's going to get deeper and deeper and stronger. And you'll see the results in your personal prayer, your personal life. Many things will start happening in a different way because this is supernatural. We've been praying about supernatural. Now we're rolling over into a deeper dimension of prayer for the supernatural, for the work of God in these last days. So I think they got this agenda lined up real clear. The prayer commitment, we got the people name. We know we're praying for Kenya, right? And so it's going to be a little different. It ain't going to be your little regular ta-ta-ta-ta. You know, you're going to be a little different. It's going to be a change a little bit. But just flow with it. We'll finally get in the flow, all right? Just trust me with this. We're going into a deeper dimension. All right? It won't be regular, but it's real. And so just go ahead on and call some names and call some agendas and call some commitment, all right? Go right ahead. Form that is Friday morning in Kenya now. So go down to Friday, August the 25th, right? So it says, you see what it says? They're doing evangelism and food distribution, and they got a local night churches, and they continue with leadership training, distribute food and outreach to visit Shalom Land for prayer walk. You see that? Powerful impact on all the outreach effort, anointing, and wisdom, and every encounter with Kenyans, soul saved, bodies healed, family left behind, team unity. So it's basically touching some of the same thing, but I want you to also travel with that favor and wisdom and anointing also in your prayer time, and just put them together. And then Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, you take that paper with you, and y'all keep working on it, all right? All right, go right ahead. Grab your Bible. Grab your Bible, turn to Mark 16. Mark 16. And this is what we're doing right now in verse 15. And he said to them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Mark 16, 15. 16th verse said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Verse 17 says, and this is what we're praying for this team, and these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. And they shall lay hand on the sick, and they shall recover. And the Bible then says, so after the Lord had spoken them unto them, he was received into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere. See that? The Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following them. So we believe that the gifts of the Spirit are going to manifest in this team more than they ever manifest before. Because you and I are here praying and join in with their prayer. You understand what I'm saying? Are you following what we're doing? So that means now in them, we are part of going in all the world. And that's well pleasing to the Lord. Yes. So look at that scripture a while and pray it a while too, all right? Go right ahead. you. Let me give this to you. You might want to write this down. Let me give it to you. I don't know if you're going to say anything else during this service, but and this is very important, what he said to me a few minutes ago. You're going to find it out in your life and in your prayer life, in your physical life. Some things are going to start transpiring at a different level because of us moving into this area. And this is what he said. Just moved in a deeper dimension of the spirit. We just move in a deeper dimension of the spirit. A place where you want the church at. And we're going in there because of and take the Holy Spirit now, apostolic insight and prophetic insight. But he says all of us who are here online and sitting, you're in a deeper dimension of the spirit. So your prayer going to be different. Your study going to be different. Your manifestation going to be different. Everything going to be different because this is an area that Satan has blocked with religious idea and that's going on no matter if church. But no, we don't supposed to be normal. We're supposed to be flowing. And so now, and he want me to emphasize your personal life. Just move in a deeper dimension of the spirit. Isn't that something? I mean, it's very simple. So you write that down and date it and start marking what happened. Some things are going to start happening different. You're going to have, it's more pleasing to the Father. So your prayer is going to be shorter. When I say shorter, answered before you get to that next dimension. Many things are going to start happening. I know as an interpretation of what he's saying, I know what he's saying. You see, you're pleasing him more by letting the Holy Spirit give us insight and pioneering. And pioneering sometimes there's bumps in the road because it's not the normal pattern. Pioneering, pathfinding, and the church been locked in a pattern. And what we're doing now is flowing in different dimension by being led by the Spirit to get into different territory. And that's why he's saying, just move in a deeper dimension of the Spirit. So the whole ministry, as well as every person who's connected with it, going to begin to move in different dimension in the Spirit. Because, because we're opening a door that's been closed too long. We talk about it, but we need to walk in it. And so when I was led by the Lord to say that we need to sponsor this trip, take it over, I just follow what he told me to do because he's opening new insight, new dimension for us to travel. It's just, and you'll see results. I said, you'll see results. Praise God. Keep on praying. Go ahead. Keep praying. All right, look at your mission sheet, the green, well, a bunch of them green, the whole solid green with all the names on it. And you see that team leader, Pastor Julian Dangerfield? Uh-huh. And you see the Kenya contact, Pastor Ezekiel Kenyel. And then you have the emergency contact, Reverend Yolanda Gale. I want y'all to call their name in prayer also, all right? Go right ahead. and testing. Write these words down. You got part of the words. But this is what he wants us to know, how important this is. So this is what the Lord is saying. You know, we got you moving to deeper dimension, right? That, he said, that dimension means deeper dominion. And then he says, explosive blessings comes to the body of Christ, comes to this ministry, blessing that you will not be able to contain, overflowing to anyone connected properly to you. I'm going to go over it. Anyone who connected properly to you, you got to be connected properly. Let me give it to you again. You're moving into deeper dimension. That dimension means deeper dominion. Explosive blessing. That means it's going to be so fast and so grand, you're not going to be able to explain it. Coming to the body of Christ. Now, that's those who are in alignment, because he said coming to this ministry because of what we're doing now. Blessing you will not be able to contain. Overflowing to anyone connected properly to you. See, that's a powerful answer to prayer. But we've stepped off into another dimension of the Spirit. Many people don't get saved because we prayed tonight. People's lives going to be changed. Even the one who on the field, we're praying for them also. And so whatever they need, I believe you're anointed. And y'all come faithfully every week and pray like this. I believe that we can change things. And so that's the word. Did you get it? I need to read it again. Huh? Did you get it? I want you to get it. I want you to have this. Now, don't just sit here and don't get this and think this is a Walt Disney or something, you know. You can go back and turn it on when you get ready. You ain't going to be able to go back and turn it on. It's in the Spirit. All right. You're moving in a deeper dimension. So expect it. That dimension means deeper dominion. In other words, if you're willing and obedient, he said, you eat the good of the land. So what we're doing, we're moving in an explosive blessing. Not just blessing, explosive blessing coming to the body of Christ, coming to this ministry, blessing that you will not be able to contain, overflowing to anyone connected properly to you. See, we have not worn that type of anointing, recognizing that you are a carrier of the plan and purposes of God. And that people who treat you right and be around you, what's on you gonna come off on their lives. You have to see yourself important. You're important in the eyes of God. Everybody's not out praying like this tonight, like y'all doing. And so that's important to God. And he have to validate his appreciation that you make sacrifices to drive, to come, to be here just to talk with him. And so what he's doing, oh my goodness. Through the Spirit, he's opening some things up to you that you can meditate these statements, and he's going to talk to you more about it. So in other words, there's an expansion going on in your spiritual attributes. Because you're making a move in the Spirit that is pleasing to God. And see, that's what right leadership comes. Leaders got to lead you into dimension, lead you into, as I say, you're a pathfinder, you're a pioneer. You're a pace setter. That, you see, I was studying this afternoon the 50 marks of an apostolic church. I'm going to start teaching it as 50 marks of an apostolic church. They're different. They deal with racism. They deal with formalism. They deal with things that just settle down and not going no further. And it's kind of hard, but they deal with it. And then when the blessings start flowing, other people see it, they really want to know what you're doing. Okay? So you can expect a whole lot of differences to begin to manifest in your life. For lack of a better word, your shifting in the spirit is going to be different. Your gear is going to hold longer and move faster. Oh, I want to cry because you're getting right in the plan of God. I mean, he's well satisfied with this plan, you see. But the leader got to see it, and that's why I've been praying for years. What you want me to do? I want to help everybody. What to do? And he finally told me what to do in this area, in this apostolic transition in Wayne. Now, a church that is apostolic take over territorial spirits, and people don't know why they're living so good around here. It's because that apostolic anointing have shut them demons down. Well, a church just from a pastoral point of view can't really fully shut them down. So I know for years I've been walking beyond being a pastor. I just didn't know what to do because I had no training. You know, I was around prophets and around some apostles and around some false apostles. But after the Lord showed me what to do, I started studying and praying about it. And so we are in for a trip. And it's not by might, nor by power, by my spirit. And it's not about a man. It's about a God. And we'll keep giving him the glory. Come on, lift your hand and praise him. And pray these next 2 minutes with prayer. Let's stand up and praise him and give him glory.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father God. Glory to your name, Father. Thank you, Lord. We give you the glory, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, and amen.
Speak is ever wasted. Not a promise you have left unkept. You are faithful to me through the ages. Jesus, my Emmanuel. Not a single taste has disappointed. Not a glimpse of you has fallen short. You go far beyond my expectations. Jesus, Jesus, always more. What a privilege, what an honor. Just to faithful now. mountains go before me, and miles of mercy close behind, in every battle and in every blessing. Jesus, you've been on my side. Yes, you have.